you have anything to say about the accident that led to the situation you're in, or the feelings about that, anything that you want to share, the mistake you made, and
No, not at all. Not at all. I have no say-so about the incident.
Jason, what did it mean to you that the Giants, you know, tried to look out for you, that they still looked out for you, that they welcomed you back with open arms, and your teammates welcomed you back with open arms?
First, you know, I like to thank God, you know what I mean? You know, the people that are supported behind me, my family, my friends, you know, and Giants organization supported me throughout the whole process. And, you know, fortunately, I was able to come back from this injury and, you know, now I'm ready to play football.
How does the injury affect you as a player?
I don't know yet. You know what I mean? Hopefully it doesn't. You know, I'm still the same Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, skill set hasn't changed. You know, probably got even better. So, you know, I'm ready to play some football and help my team win.
What lessons have you learned from this?
You know, things happen. Mistakes happen. You know what I mean? Incidents happen. You never know when.
What went into not allowing Ronnie and the guys in to see you?
You know, not at all. You know, you can't do nothing when you're on anesthesia. You know what I mean? Waking in and out, going out of the conscious. So, yeah, I had no reason not to let them in. I just didn't know.
So other people were making the decisions?
I wouldn't say that because I don't know who was making my decisions. You know, it could have been the doctors or whatever. But, you know, that's over now, so.
Can you just describe how frightening the whole experience must have been to you?
It wasn't frightening at all, you know. And I'm not going to go into detail with it. It's something I do every year for the kids because when I was growing up, I was less fortunate to have fireworks or whatever. And, you know, it just happened. You know, I did it for 6-7 years now. It just happened, so it is what it is. You know, I live and learn from it and moved on.
In terms of your career, how worried were you that?
I wasn't worried at all. I wasn't in shock or nothing. You know, I looked at my hand. You know, my fiance was going crazy, but, you know, I kept calm through the whole situation.
And the pain and the turmoil you've gone through to try and recover, what is that recovery process been like?
I'm not going to get into all that detail. You know, somebody's going to get the story, and I'm going to put it out there sooner or later, but right now I'm not going to get into all that.
Jason, what did it mean to you to walk back?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi. What did it mean to you to walk back into this locker room with these guys who've had your back the whole time?
Thank you, Kerry. It meant a lot, you know, because I know, you know, I could have helped my team win some games, you know, that they lost. But fortunately, you know, mistakes happen. But they've been very supportive to me, and, you know, it meant a lot, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, thank God that they supported me through the whole situation, and I'm here now. So,
has it changed anything about your life day-to-day beyond football?
No, some things I gotta, you know, adjust to. But as far as my spirit, you know, I'm in good spirits. But my normal living is still the same.
It's been the biggest adjustment. You said there's something.
I don't want to get into all that.
Coach said that he was going to talk to you about traveling, possibly traveling to the team. Do you have a feeling about that going?
No, not really. He asked me, but I told him that I don't want to be a distraction to none of my teammates. So therefore, I'm staying up here, you know, and be ready for next week.
Everybody, Tom, and everybody right on down has talked about the condition that you're, the good condition that you've been in, maybe surprising for being away for so long.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel in these last couple of days being out there, and how close to playing do you feel like you are?
You know, I don't know. No, that's in God's hands, you know what I mean? But as far as my conditioning, even when I was in the hospital, you know, probably like 2 weeks after, I was walking the flights, 15 flights. So, you know, I kept my conditioning up, lost weight, but, you know, gained all that back in no time. But my conditioning is fine. You know, when I'm going to be ready to play, I don't know, time will tell.
And you know your body better than anybody.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know my body.
Do you feel like, I mean, do you have anything in your head like, you know, I could be good enough to go out next week or, you know?
I don't know. Only time will tell. You know what I mean? I know everybody, you know, glad and excited that I'm here, but as far as, like, going out there, and I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy any kind of way. When I'm ready, I'm going to be ready, and I'm going to be ready for you to go. You know what I mean? But right now, I'm just taking it day by day. You know, the trainers and, you know, people are just telling me to take it day by day. So,
Jason, how much at all, if at all, do you think about what kind of player you will be when you do get back out?
I'm the same JPP that I was last year, you know. It's not going to be a major adjustment, you know what I mean? But as far as, like, you know, my hand goes, you know, I get used to it. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm just fortunate I could play football again.
What was your emotion when once you kind of came out of being in the hospital and stuff?
I had none.
Were you embarrassed by?
I wasn't embarrassed by nothing. You know, at the end of the day, you know, media is going to say whatever they got to say. People going to say they're going to have their own opinions. But I didn't care about none of that because I knew one way or another I was going to return back to football.
And have you seen that you have enough use of the hand that it can be proficient for you?
You see me out there. I'm out there practicing and running around. So, therefore, there's nothing to say about that.
Jason, can you play with your right hand on the ground?
You'll just have to see.
You said you did it 6 or 7 years in a row for the kids. Will this be the last time you did it? You think you'll do it again next year?
What kind of question is that? Of course it is, you know what I mean? Like I say, you live and learn. You know, people make mistakes. We're all people. We're all human, so.
Jason, a lot of people still doubt that you can do this from the outside. Do you have a desire to prove them wrong?
I have a desire to prove nobody wrong, you know. The day I walked in here, I already won, you know. People say I wasn't going to be out for the whole season, and I knew what kind of effort I put in the off season way before this happened. So, like, you know, just coming back, I already won.
And just talking to doctors who specialize in this, they say that the key is the grip strength is really in the pinky finger and the thumb, and that you can still have, that they predicted that you could still be effective. Do you have a confidence that you can be?
Like I said, I'm still the JPPLs here last year. As far as my hand go, it's just a hand, you know. So.
Jason, will you have to wear anything special on your hand?
Nah, just a glove. Yeah.
Any special glove or?
Of course it's gonna be a special glove. I'm missing the index finger. but it's gonna be a special glove. But as far as, like, you know what I mean? Excuse me. But as far as you know, wearing a glove, just a glove, you know, to play football. You know, I don't want to be wearing a five-finger glove and it's just hanging. You know what I'm saying? So.
There are a lot of deaths every year from fireworks. Did part of you feel lucky that it wasn't worth it?
Man, look, to answer your question, you know, I was in the hospital. Like I said, I don't want to get into full of details. You know, I saw a kid die, you know what I mean, at the age of 12 years old. When they had a cough, the whole finger. And I'm just very fortunate that I'm alive, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got wounds to see, and I look up every day at my hand and say, thank you, Lord, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as far as that, I don't seem worse. You know, it was probably 12 people in the hospital, and my hand is the best one. So, you know, I'm just fortunate to have a hand, so.
Talking to a couple of your teammates in the last couple of days, Prince in particular said that he felt like you were a little quieter when you came back and more focused. Is that true, or then where does that come from?
Yeah, it is true. You know, I've been quiet. You know, that's just the person I am. I humble myself, and I was always humble, but, you know, through this injury and process, like, I know what I had to do to get here. You know, it took time and a lot of effort, and I didn't give up.
We've seen you joke around and play around here in the locker room. Yeah. Think you'll get back to that eventually?
I'm still the same. Like I say, I haven't changed, you know, completely. But, you know, as like, I know when it's time to joke, and I know when it's time to put, like, to be serious, you know. And as far as football go, you know, I'm very serious about it.
In what ways have you changed, would you say?
I'm not getting to all that.
Do you have any messages for young kids who might play with fireworks? Do you want to say anything?
They're very dangerous, you know. If I could sit here and you know, take all day to explain how everything happened, I will, but I'm not going to get to all that. It's a time and place for everything, and it will get out. But, you know, I'll say as far as fireworks, they're very dangerous. You shouldn't play with them, you know, because this has been 7 years I did it, you know, and just went off. You know,
keep saying there's stuff to get out. Like, what is there, some sort of untold story?
Yeah, there's a lot of things I could, you know, say right now that, you know, people have been saying or whatever. But I got pictures and everything, so when it's time to let it out, I will. You know, so like I said, somebody's gonna get the story.
Why
I don't know
who's
not
gonna. The right time to let it out?
Because, you know, right now I'm here about football. You know, and I'm here to make you know, help my team win games, so it's not about me no more. So
why not stop the rumors and all the stories?
It let them be, you know. At the end of the day, I'm out here to play football, and I know what I'm going to do.
I just want to be clear, though. You're indicating it wasn't your fault?
No, I'm not saying that. You know, by me buying the fireworks, it was my fault.
He said it went off though.
It don't matter. I'm not, like I said, I'm here to talk about football and that's it.
So, Jason, physically getting ready to play is one thing, but you also have to know Spags' playbook. I mean, that's kind of new to you.
Listen, you know, I can say this. It won't take me long to learn it. I already got the basics of it. So, I'll be ready.
Were you able to study it all during the off season?
I had the playbook. You know what I mean? I had the playbook or whatever. I looked through it, you know, but I got frustrated most of the time because I wasn't there. So, you know, I did what I can on my own, but now I'm here, so I'm pretty sure they don't get me up to date.
There was a perception. There was a perception, JPP, beginning like where I was talking about when you were saying you were under anesthesia and stuff, that you kind of turned your back on the Giants for a stretch there while they were trying to come visit you. Is that perception incorrect?
Next question.
How would you describe the state of the relationship with the club right now?
I don't know. Giants always been a caring organization. I think they did a great job, you know, throughout the stretches I had here, the stretches I had for the team, you know what I mean, that I caused. I say that, you know, they did a great job of handling it, you know. And, you know, I thank them for giving me a second chance.
So the support's coming from the organization as well as your teammates?
Yeah, both sides.
Jason, last question, guys. But they need you on the field. They need a pass rush that you can provide. Do you appreciate that, knowing that you can help?
Yeah, you know, just looking at the games, you could tell they needed a pass rusher. The guys was doing a great job, you know. Fortunately, I wasn't there, so I'm here now, and, you know, I got a lot of work to do.